This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian yesterday and expressed deep concern at the recent escalations in the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. The talks came hours after the United States inserted itself into Israel's effort to cripple Iran's nuclear program by carrying out strikes at three Iranian nuclear facilities, including Fordo, Natanz and Isfahan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that they discussed about the current situation in detail. Prime Minister Modi reiterated call for immediate de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward and for early restoration of regional peace, security and stability. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres made an impassioned plea for peace during an emergency special session of the Security Council at UN headquarters in New York, urging immediate action to de-escalate the crisis in Iran following the U.S. military strikes on the Islamic Republic's nuclear facilities, calling for urgent efforts to prevent dangers of retaliation and deeper conflict in the region. Guterres said, "We cannot and must not give up on peace." Addressing the session under the agenda item threats to international peace and security, he warned that the U.S.'s attack on Iran was a perilous turn to the deteriorating situation in the region. He condemned the military escalation, emphasizing the dire consequences of a potential cycle of retaliation and stressed the need to protect civilians and ensure safe maritime navigation. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that the government has been closely monitoring the evolving geopolitical situation in West Asia since the past 2 weeks. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Puri said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has diversified its supplies in the past few years and a large volume of supplies do not come through the Strait of Hormuz now. Home Minister Amit Shah laid the foundation stone of the campus of National Forensic Sciences University and a Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Chhattisgarh's Nava Raipur, Atal Nagar yesterday, marking a significant step in strengthening the criminal justice infrastructure in the state. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said anti-naxal operation will continue even during monsoon. He reiterated government's resolve to wipe out Maoism from the country by 31st of March next year.
31/3/2026 ये देश नक्सलवाद से मुक्त हो जाएगा जिस तरह से सुरक्षा बलों ने पराक्रम किया है हमारी सूचना एजेंसियों ने सटीक रणनीति बनाई है हमें लक्ष्य को सिद्ध कर रहेंगे मैं छत्तीसगढ़ वासियों को कह कर जाता हूं कि हर बार बारिश में नक्सली थोड़ा आराम कर लेते थे इस बार बारिश में भी हम उनको सोने नहीं देंगे और 31 दिन के लक्ष्य को हम आगे बढ़ाएंगे जो नक्सलवाद के रास्ते पर भटक कर चले गए हैं वो सभी युवाओं को अपील करना चाहता हूं कि बहुत लुभावनी सरेंडर पॉलिसी विष्णुदेव जी ने बनाई आइए हथियार डाल दीजिए और नए छत्तीसगढ़ की विकास की यात्रा में जुड़ जाइए
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will release a book, Wings to Our Hopes, Volume 2, based on speeches delivered by President Draupadi Murmu at a function in New Delhi this evening. This curated collection of 51 speeches offers a window into the vision, philosophy and priorities of the president during her second year in office. The counting of votes for the by-elections in 5 assembly seats in 4 states will be held today. The counting will take place in Gujarat for the Visadar and Kadi constituencies. Votes will also be counted for the Nilambar seat in Kerala, the Kaliganj in West Bengal and Ludhiana West in Punjab. A two-day national conference of estimates committees of parliament and state UT legislative bodies will begin in Mumbai today. The deliberations will be held on the role of the estimates committee in effective monitoring and review of budget estimates for ensuring efficiency and economy in administration. The conference is being organized to mark the 75th anniversary of the functioning of the estimates committee. On the opening day of the World Para Powerlifting World Cup 2025 being held in Beijing, China, India made a significant impact by clinching 4 medals, including gold, silver and 2 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.